Hey there, and welcome to the very first episode 101 of the Dumb Leaders Podcast. My name's Tony Curl. Welcome to the show. Hey there, and welcome to the very first episode of the Dumb Leaders Podcast, episode 101. This podcast is an important and an integral part of the Dumb Leaders Handbook, which is now open at dumbleaders.com. This handbook is designed and dedicated to helping make you a better leader. It dissects the mistakes of the dumb. It's our version of a leadership MBA. It's our acknowledgement that every leader has at some stage, every great leader has been at one stage a dumb leader. Because every leader makes dumb mistakes, and great leaders and good leaders learn from them. And it's your chance as an aspiring or a accomplished leader to learn from them. Our leaders and experts that will feature on the podcast readily admit to their dumb mistakes. And indeed, many of the stories that appear over at dumbleaders.com will be personal stories, experiences delivered by our team of experts, stories with a lesson and a lesson that we're willing to share. Our podcast will feature resident experts and leaders. We'll share stories. We'll have a focus on the latest news. Dumb leaders in the news, dumb leaders in the media, and dumb leaders in general. And we'll provide you insights into the stories. Will provide you strategies to help make you a better leader. It's a journey that we're on, and it's a journey that we want to share with you, and we're hopeful that you'll want to share with us. The Dumb Leaders Handbook will also feature your stories, your readers' contributions, our listener contributions, and we'll provide not just a strategy on how not to be that dumb leader, but our resident experts will provide you advice on how to deal with that dumb leader. You can get it all here at the Dumb Leaders Handbook and by listening to the Dumb Leaders Podcast. So make these part of your development journey, and I'm so glad that you're on board. In just a sec, I'll be introducing you to one of our resident experts. Pleasure to introduce you through our podcast series to our resident experts. Now, our resident experts have been hand-picked, hand-chosen as leading experts in their field to help you and provide you strategies on how to deal with dumb leaders. Now, as you know, we've all had a dumb leader in our life, and potentially you may have one now. So this is a huge opportunity for everyone to get to know our resident experts and to see how they can help and guide you. But first up, our first resident expert coming into our podcast series is a young lady called Michelle Francis. Now, Michelle Francis is our resident expert on team culture, and it's my absolute pleasure today to introduce to you Michelle Francis. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
I'm very well, Tony. How are you today? Thank you very much for having me.
I am absolutely awesome, fantastic, sensational. Now, Michelle, why are you our resident expert on team culture?
Thank you, first of all, Tony, for calling me an expert. I definitely love what I'm doing, and with a background in neuroleadership or neurobiology, as some people would like to call it, I have a sincere passion for dealing with culture in the workplace. My background is, as I said, neurobiology, and also I'm a mediator, so conflict resolution and management, as well as overall culture in the workplace, is something that I have a really strong focus on. I just really enjoy helping people through, teams and businesses, so forth, helping them through a difficult scenario that has to do with the work, workplace culture, both seen from an individual point of view and also as a team, obviously.
As you know, in the Dumb Leaders Handbook, we're not out here to criticise or make fun of people. It's all about the learnings that we've gathered from dumb leaders and for those dumb things that we've done ourselves as leaders. So just to make sure that we remain accountable to the ideals behind the Dumb Leader Handbook, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to put you on the spot. What was one of those dumb things that you've done as a leader that you've learnt from?
Wow, Tony. Obviously, as a leader, if we haven't done some really silly and stupid things, we won't progress and learn. So I guess thinking back to one of the most... one of those situations where I've really learned over the years. I think when I started out quite a few years ago, and I remember my first team leader position, I think it's hard for some leaders to find that balance between creating professional respect and also be approachable as a leader. And back then, I think I came out a little bit too hard, not approachable enough for my team back then. And that gave some backlash. I remember not leading the way that I can see and how I wanted teams to be led and influenced today. I think it's really important to understand that with respect from your team, as long as you are very good at what you're doing, taking accountability for how your team is performing and so forth, and basically having their backs, that creates that professional respect. So you don't need to be tough and unapproachable, that you can actually treat them as friends as long as you're good at what you're doing. And I think that was one of my biggest learning curves back then.
So, but I guess, as you know, Michelle, we don't just limit the Dumb Leaders Handbook to the dumb things that we've done, because, you know, even though that those lists are endless, I'm guessing, they're very long for all of us. There are a lot of other areas that we can be learning about mistakes that leaders have made, the dumb errors, the dumb things that they do. And yeah, I guess at the moment the world's just presenting us some challenges around leadership, and it's really important to be able to look at some of these things objectively and to be able to make our own learnings and our own lessons. So just my last question for you today, Michelle, is what is one of those dumb things potentially that you've seen, witnessed, observed, or currently seeing that has a real lesson for all of us to help us become better leaders?
Oh, that's a big one, Tony. I think first and foremost, we need to go back to the recruitment process and make sure that we hire and take on board people who are aligned with the team that we are putting them into when it comes to values and so forth. Secondly, from your team's perspective, they want to see you as a leader mirroring the company's values and objectives. Because if you don't, and if you don't focus on those values and the overall culture, they pick up on that fairly quickly. And they will have an attitude of, why should I care if you don't as a leader? So be a role model for your team, mirror the values and the behavior that you want your team to reflect. And I think you're off to a good start. That will create that trust and that alignment between yourself, the company, and your team, your team and yourself and the company. So I think that would be the first priority, that to align those values and behaviours.
That's excellent. Thanks very much, Michelle. Now, if for our listeners out there, please go visit dumbleaders.com, check out some of Michelle's articles and that she'll be posting into our Better Leaders category on the Dumb Leaders Handbook website. But Michelle, where else can people make contact with you?
It would be my absolute pleasure to get in contact with some of your listeners here. You can go onto our website, Venus Consulting. That's the planet Venus, consulting.com.au, or if you are within the country, please give us a call on 1300 30 40 18. Please, you know, feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn as well, under Michela Francis. Looking forward to having a chat to you.
Thank you very much, Michela. Michela's quite modest. She's actually built a bit of a reputation as the no drama queen here in Brisbane. So the teams that she's worked with, she's been able to create drama-free workplaces. And that's one of the key reasons why she's one of our resident experts, because we know that there's, well, she knows, and she deals with this every day, that there's better productivity, better performance, better satisfaction, and we can create workplace prosperity by building better teams. So I'm really pleased and proud that she's come aboard the Dumb Leaders Handbook to provide some of that insight and advice back to you, and really looking forward to where this goes. So it's Tony Curl here. That's our first resident expert. We'll be right back. Dumb leaders in the news. Now, when you think about the media and you think about what's going on in the world today, we've got a huge choice of who to choose in respect of dumb leaders in the news. And dumb leaders in the news is part of one of our categories. We want to share our own personal experiences. We want to dissect what's happening in the news and in the media. We also have our historian, Bryce, who goes through and delves through a little bit of history looking for some dumb leadership that we can learn from. But one of the more current and current affair type general events will be dumb leaders in the news. And for those that are listening and starting to get a feel for what this is about, we're not here to humiliate people. We're not here to be critical or judge. We're here to learn from their mistakes, and we're here to be better. And if it makes an entertaining story along the way, well, that just makes it all the much easier for us to learn. Now, as I said, we've got probably a huge choice of dumb leaders that are out there in the media at the moment, but the one we've chosen is quite different. So many will say that we've got a huge wealth of opportunity, but we're not playing with the big boys, and we certainly don't want to be sued or put into jail. So, and we want this to be a positive experience for you, and to provide a strategy on what to avoid, what to do, and how to be a better leader. We'll stay generally away from criticism only, cynicism and sarcasm. There's other sites for that. We want to use the stories. We want to learn from them. But although there will be some times that we probably can't help ourselves, and we probably will show it just a little tad of sarcasm. That's because, you know, we're all human beings, and as human beings, we provide ample opportunity, ammunition. We create great fodder as humans and humans, and we do some really dumb stuff. Which brings us to our dumb leader in the news. And our dumb leader in the news is a gentleman called Tim Murphy. Now, you may not necessarily have that name that jumps out at you, or you may, it depends. But Tim Murphy was a congressman, and so he's from the States, and he recently stepped down from his position. And it comes into effect on October 21, so he's still currently in the role. But he was under a great deal of pressure to step down for a number of reasons. Reason number one, he recently admitted to an affair. There were some recent text messages from his mistress that were made public, and we'll share some of those in a sec. These text messages urged his mistress to have an abortion. Okay, so these were the text messages that were made public. Now, his mistress turned out not to be pregnant. Okay, and the thing that's really dumb here, he was an active pro-life supporter. Now, that's all pretty damning, isn't it? All pretty dumbing. And how this all transpired is quite fascinating. And this is where it gets really, really interesting, right? So a January 25 text message from the mistress told the congressman he had zero issues posting your pro-life stance all over the place when you had no issue asking me to abort our unborn child just last week, when we thought that was one of the options. Now, that was the text that was released from the mistress. Now, having your business aired publicly is now a reality for many people, public figures, but especially politicians. And messages shared between two willing partners can certainly be hacked, retrieved, shared, and in this case and many others like them, the perception of privacy is really just not there. Now, hasn't denied talking to his girlfriend or his mistress about having an abortion. And this is where it's really quite interesting, because at the end of the day, you know, we all have our human fallibilities. We've all got our human, what's the word I'm looking for? We're all human. And every now and again, we stuff up. And sometimes we get driven purely on emotion. Now, I really want to rest assured I'm not excusing behavior here. I'm just trying to explain it, because we're all human and we all do make mistakes when we do act with emotion. So the fact that Murphy hasn't denied the text from his girlfriend is interesting, because, you know, most of these things that we see in the media tend to deny that conversation ever took place. But what I find fascinating is that what he has denied. So he's denied sending the messages of support for pro-life. Pro-life. So the one platform that this guy was known for, he was a pro-life supporter, and he sent out lots of texts supporting pro-life. And he's placed that firmly in the hands of his staff. Say what? The one thing that this guy was known for, and the one thing that would have gathered lots of support during his political career, he's now exposed as not his message. What? Try and make heads or tails out of that. At least Clinton said, "I did not have sexual relations with that woman," or some words to that effect. So it's interesting. The one thing that this guy stood for, he was quick to throw under the bus. So what can we learn from this? I'm not even going to talk about the human frailties of having an affair. You know, and because I'm not going to judge his moral fibre. And there would be very few of us that potentially around the world that could. It's a very rare individual that hasn't had indiscretions in their life. But being living a life in the public like a politician does and having an affair is probably dumb. It's human, but it's dumb. But the biggest lesson that comes through was his public decision to back away from the pro-life stance. And again, this is not about the message. Let me be clear on that. This is not a campaign that I'm waging against pro-life for or against. This was his platform. This was his platform. This is what he was known for. He was pro-life supporter, a pro-life campaigner. And today's age, many of the words and thoughts being attributed, and this is the one thing I want you to think about, being attributed by influencers and leaders and not being written by them. They have staffers, they have copywriters, they're creating and posting content under their name. And as a leader, you will often need to have your message created and shared by others. And if you're sharing a message on your behalf, you need to make sure that that's your message. So don't be like Murphy. Don't have your staff allegedly sharing messages that weren't his, because that's just dumb. That's just dumb. Because the main lesson here is about authenticity and integrity. You know, a leader needs to have that foundation of integrity, and it's built on core values that every leader should have. In this case, we see two breakdowns of that integrity. A pro-life message, which became expedient when the pressure came on, due to the other breakdown, which was, of course, the humanity or the the human side of having an affair. So the three-step strategy here, ladies and gentlemen, know your core values and live them authentically. Ensure your message that you're sending is 100% true to those values, and own the message. Stand up for what you believe in. And don't throw that message under the bus just because it's the expedient or the easy thing to do. By following those three steps, you can become a better leader. And you can avoid those situations. We can avoid those situations. Because as a leader, when you want to become newsworthy, you want to become newsworthy for the right reasons. So that's our story that we've shared today about dumb leaders in the media. I hope you've taken a little bit away from that. Now, moving forward over the coming weeks, you'll be meeting some more of our resident experts. I hope you get a chance to go visit dumbleaders.com. We've got the Dumb Leaders Handbook that we'll be updating on a weekly basis with new personal experiences and stories. As I said, this is a real leadership MBA. This is about dissecting the dumb mistakes that leaders have done and giving you the advantage, giving you the benefit, and giving you the strategy on how not to be that leader. So this podcast will be a weekly podcast. We will be back again next week. So this is Tony from the Dumb Leaders Handbook sharing with you the Dumb Leaders podcast. Until next week, I say farewell.